Hello, may I speak to Amy?
This is she.
Thank you, ma'am. I hope you're doing well tonight. My name is Oscar, calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Yes.
Somebody works for a news media outlet. Okay.
Yes.
And are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
African American.
Thank you. Thank you. I know it's a still a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Definitely vote. Okay, excellent. And for the statistical purposes, so we know we are speaking with different age groups, what is your age, please?
58.
Thank you so much. Please raise your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year. 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote next year. You may use any number between 0 and 10. So how motivated do you feel?
Nine.
Thank you so much. Some people care about a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics is to you personally? Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Very important. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Strong Democrat. Okay, excellent. Let's move on. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Disqualified.
You are dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Mm-hmm. Very dissatisfied. Okay, thank you. When you hear about inflation and the rising cost of who or what do you blame the most? Do you blame big business and corporate price gouging and greed? Do you blame the COVID pandemic or the Biden administration and their policies? Do you blame Republicans in Congress or do you blame the Federal Reserve rising interest rates? Who do you blame for the rising cost and inflation?
Probably the Republicans.
Republicans in Congress? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say that they want their members of Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important. 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first issue is making housing more affordable. How important is that to you for your member of Congress to be focused on from 0 to 10?
10.
10? Very well. Reducing crime. How important is that to you from 0 to 10?
10.
Next one is creating more jobs and raising wages.
10.
Reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling. How important is that from 0 to 10?
10.
10, okay. Fighting back against racism and discrimination.
10.
10, okay. One more. Ensuring our borders are secure. How important is that?
It's important.
Excuse me? 10 as well. Very well. Let's move on. Switching gears a little bit. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I'm in the middle of that one right
the
now.
The choices are strongly approve or somewhat approve. On the other side is somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove.
So somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you so much. Let's move on. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
Approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly, ma'am? Approve.
Strongly.
Somewhat? Okay.
Strong.
Mm-hmm. Strongly. Very well. Let me get back there. Let me get back and correct that. Thank you so much. All right, let's move on. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first... Hello?